The first spring races for the Boston University lightweight rowing team are in the books as the Terriers take on Boston College, picking up two wins in the varsity and second varsity eight races, finishing third in the varsity four. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Mary Foster. Coach, overall thoughts on how you felt your crews performed today?
We had a great day out on the water. We're definitely really proud of how our athletes handled the conditions. A little chilly, a little breezy out on the water this morning, but a great day for us.
Overall, when you look at your pieces from the Varsity 8 and second Varsity 8, what stood out to you?
I think both crews got off the line really well and had a great start to their race. And in the Varsity 8, they were able to continue growing that margin and really moving away from Boston College. The 2V, the Boston College 8, had a little bit of a surge in the last 500, and we were getting nervous as we approached the finish line, but they were able to hold them off.
After a winter where weren't a lot of opportunities to get on the water just with the conditions, you had some challenging ones today as well. How did you feel your crews overcame them?
We had some challenging conditions during practice yesterday, and while it may have been an opportunity to stay inside and avoid them, we decided to face it head on. So I think the crews were well prepared to be able to handle today's conditions. We had great water during our training trip, and we've had good water so far this week. So learning to be able to row in that tough water is important.
Overall lessons you want to take heading into your matchup next weekend against MIT's open weights?
I think we've done a lot of good work over the last couple of weeks on the water, but another week will give us another week on the water. We'll continue tinkering with lineups and working on continuing to get off the line and seeing what we can do on our closing speed.